Welcome to Live Life Better. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and today I'm going to be giving you some important information from Inside the Star, which is Pinellas County's Sheriff Office bi-weekly news. And Sheriff Bob Gualtieri leads that team and helps all of us in our community. So this topic by Laura Sullivan is Don't Hoard, Don't Flush, Bring Your Pills to Us. So Operation Medicine Cabinet is about saving lives, keeping prescription pills off the streets, and helping the environment. But it's also about empathy and connection. And when people come to the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office to drop off expired or unused prescription medicine, there's usually a deeply moving story behind it. And that is really, this is such an interesting article, and I'm going to post the link to it on our audio blog. So take advantage of Operation Medicine Cabinet. It's a way for people to get rid of prescription medicine in a safe way. It accepts any prescription medicines, pills, liquids, inhalers, patches, and auto injectors. They don't accept syringes or medical equipment. Although deputies like to chat with the public and you're always free to share your stories, Operation Medicine Cabinet is a no-question-asked program. For pills, safely take them out of their bottles or other packaging and put them in a sealable plastic bag. You can mix many types of pills in the same bag, and although the program isn't designated for non-prescription pills, since the pills aren't identified, you can add over-the-counter medication if you want to. Liquid medication should remain in their original container. Just tape down the cap to avoid leaks. Auto-injectors such as EpiPens are designed to retract the needle after use, but it doesn't always happen. The best thing to do is to secure them in a box, and the box should be taped. There's a lot of reasons you should bring your unneeded pills to Pinellas County Sheriff's Office Operation Medicine Cabinet. Having a lot of old prescription medications around the house increases the chance someone that's not supposed to take them will take them. It could be a visiting grandchild, or it could just be somebody that should not be taking them. The pills in your medicine cabinet have a street value. You never know if someone in your family has a secret drug addiction problem. So people used to think that flushing your pills down the toilet was a good way to get rid of pills and medications. It may keep medications out of the hands of curious kids, but it has wrecked havoc on our environment. We've talked about this before. These pills might be out of your house, but now they're in the water supply. And water supply goes down your drain to find its way into rivers and oceans. And get this, a 2023 study sampled redfish in 9 Florida estuaries, including Tampa Bay. The study found that nearly all the fish had at least 2 different kinds of pharmaceuticals in their system. A study on bonefish in the Keys found a similar result. So pharmaceutical contamination of wastewater is a real thing. It goes up the food chain, and it's really an issue. So folks, we're talking about what to do with your unwanted prescription pills and medicines. And this information comes to us from the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office and an article by Laura Sullivan. So here's what to do. Drop off your unwanted medication at either of their offices, the Sheriff's Administration Building at 10750 Almerton Road in Largo, or at the North District Station at 2496 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin. Just follow the tips we've given you and bring them to the lobby. Thank you so much for making a difference and staying safe. For Live Life Better, I'm your host, Nanette Weiser.